From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. On Monday, the United States vetoed a draft UN resolution rejecting President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The veto came after all 14 other UN Security Council members voted for the resolution. This is U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the UN and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The veto highlighted the isolation of the United States over the president's announcement that the U.S. Embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, effectively ignoring Palestinian claims on the city. At least six people were killed, more than 30 others wounded, when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed vehicle late Monday near a security convoy in southern Afghanistan. Officials say the bombing happened in Lashkarga, the capital of the restive Helmand province, hours after Islamic State terrorists attacked an Afghan intelligence agency training facility in the capital, Kabul. Afghan security forces and civilians were reported among the dead and injured in that attack. In Libya, the mayor of the coastal city of Misrata has been abducted and killed after returning from an overseas trip. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Sunday, Eastern Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar said the UN-backed government's two-year mandate has expired. He suggested he may compete in presidential and parliamentary elections next year. This is VOA News. Protesters set fire to the offices of the ruling party Monday in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region following widespread protests over unpaid salaries and suspected corruption. VOA's Kurdish service said demonstrations were taking place across much of the province, sparked by frustration over unpaid salaries to teachers and other civil servants, a lack of basic services, and suspicions of rampant corruption. South Africa's ruling party has elected a new leader, Cyril Ramaphosa, who will likely be the party's presidential candidate in the next national election. But will Ramaphosa, who was not the outgoing president's choice, be able to overcome the massive challenges ahead for the party? VOA's Anita Powell reports on that from Johannesburg.
The party's electoral commission announced the results Monday after a tense party conference in Soweto.
Comrade Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma received 2261 votes, and Comrade Cyril Ramaphosa received 2440 votes.
Ramaphosa, a successful businessman and current deputy president, has promised to bring business-friendly policies to South Africa. But that may not be what pushed him over the top in this tight and tense vote to lead the African National Congress Party. His opponent was Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, a former top diplomat and minister, who was also, for 16 years, the wife of the South African president, Jacob Zuma. Zuma is still president. His term as leader of the nation ends in 2019. But Zuma's popularity has sunk lower and lower as he dealt with one corruption scandal after another. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
An Amtrak train derailed in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington Monday during its first ever run along a faster new route. Some of its cars fell on a busy highway below. Multiple fatalities and injuries were reported, although officials say they could not yet give a specific number. A district court in California has temporarily halted the deportation of scores of Cambodians who face removal after being convicted of felonies. About 50 were scheduled to be sent back to Cambodia on Monday. Most fled to the U.S. as child refugees during or after the atrocities of the Khmer Rouge regime in the 1970s, but never obtained full American citizenship. Late Friday, a judge issued a temporary restraining order halting the deportations while their legality is reviewed. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.